Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back with more Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon, Dr. Samira Umat, and we have Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho with us as well. So welcome back, doctors, for hour number two. And we had a phone caller on the line, had to leave, Ed. He has a quick question, but we still have John on the line. John, did you want to finish up with the doctors? Did you have any more questions?
On green tea extract, would that kick green tea in passing gear?
I don't know. It depends on the extract and how concentrated it is and how many of the catechins are present in it. You're probably safer with actually green tea. Mm. But here's the thing people forget. You don't have to drink the tea. Okay? Yeah. For instance, if you're trying to help your prostate, you need about 5 cups of green tea a day. Well, okay. Most people don't like the taste of green tea, which is I always mix green and black teas together because I like the taste better. But you can eat the green tea. You don't have to drink it. Okay? Get your tea bags or buy green tea leaf in a big canister and throw it in your salads. It gives you little crunchies you can eat instead of croutons. So you get throw it into your salads. Heat doesn't kill it, so put it in your casseroles. Put it in anything you're eating or drinking. You can throw green tea in there. Your body doesn't know if you drank it or ate it. Okay, those green tea leaves are going down and being digested.
Good.
You just add a little fiber with your tea. So, folks who don't like the taste, put it in your food.
There you go. That's good.
Got it. Hey, thanks a lot. Really, you guys are unbelievable. Thank you very much. Have a great
Thank you for the call, sir.
Appreciate Thank you for the call, John.
Bye.
All right. Here's that number. Phone lines are wide open for your questions right now as we head into hour number two with Dr. Mixon, Dr. Umat, and Dr. Dan Nelson. The number is 206-421-5757. That number right now, 206-421-5757. You can call and get in right now. Real quick, before we talk about the next topic, Dr. Umat, we have something exciting going on. We're bringing it back again, and we've had such success with the gallery test. Why don't you give us some more details on when and where we can expect that to happen next?
Sure, that'd be great. You know, early detection for cancer can really make a big difference in people's lives, and we recognize that. And with that, the best test available in the market today is what we call a liquid biopsy. And it's one blood sample that looks for 50 different types of cancer markers. And they look for cell-free DNA, which is a signal for a cancer. And then they look for where is the signal coming from. This test is a little expensive, but it can be a lifesaver. And the statistics are that if the cancer is still in the organ of origin when it is detected, 5-year survival is 90%. Whereas if by the time you detect it, it has spread outside of that organ of origin, 5-year survival drops from 90 to 20%. And that really means your lifespan is at stake over here. So the Galleri company has been an integral part of what we offer through our clinic. And we've opened our doors and we do allow non-longevity patients to come and get the screening test done. There's no other screen for early cancer detection like the Galleri test. We're going to do this again. again on Saturday, September the 14th at all longevity locations from 9 to 1. So you can come in and call the clinics and book your appointments early, because I have a feeling they will get booked up. And with that, we are also dropping the price of the gallery test to $1,000, $995 actually. And also, if you like to do your longevity blood panel for $595, then we will give you a bottle of our foundations. I love our foundations, Jerry, by the way. I usually use 2 or 3 capsules in a day, and it's a good replacement for a multivitamin for me. And I find it easier than the six capsules in the essentials pack. But
It's a lot more potent.
Yeah.
You know, with a multivitamin, you got one little pill.
Yeah.
You got, you know, 15, 18, 25 different compounds in it, which means you can only have a tiny, tiny, That's tiny, right. tiny amount of each of them.
Right.
Or it won't fit in the pill.
Right.
The essentials are larger capsules.
Yeah.
But they have a lot more
right.
oomph to them.
Right.
So you're actually getting a physiologically beneficial effect instead of just...
Right.
going through the motions and getting a gesture.
Yeah, I know.
A homeopathic dose.
But when people complained about the sheer volume of the pills, you came out with the foundations.
Yeah, we took everything out that was optional.
Yeah.
And this is a basic foundation of what everybody over 50 ought to take.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I do love them. So, you know, I think this is a great time for people who are not familiar with the foundations to get an exposure to them, but also about longevity, what we do, what we can do, and how we can help you, and also to come in and get that screen for gallery. Now, if you've already had a cancer screen for gallery with us and it's been over a year, then it's time to repeat that, because the pickup is about 1 year before any other conventional test will pick up a cancer signal. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really worth it. A lot of our longevity patients are doing it annually now, and I think just for the public, if you don't have access to it, then we're welcoming you, and we want you to come in and book your appointment and come on and get the test.
Now, originally that gallery test was $1,250.
That's right, it was.
Okay, at $995, that's $19.90 per cancer you screen for.
For screen, yeah.
Under $20 a cancer.
Yeah.
So that's... You can't beat it.
That's a bargain.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if they do pick up a cancer signal and they tell us where it's coming from, then you will require further investigations, and we will help you with that.
Yeah. We'll help you find the appropriate doctor to follow it up.
Absolutely. So even if you're not our patient, we will go out of our way to help you and help you establish contact and relationship with a clinic that can take care of you, and will call you to make sure you're doing okay. So that is very important to us, and I think detecting cancer early is the only way to beat cancer.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'd rather just prevent cancer in the first place.
Well, sure, but sometimes we don't know what causes cancer.
That's
so
true.
We don't,
But you know, the number one cancer that kills women is breast cancer.
Right.
And instead of just using estrogen, by using testosterone, we can cut the risk by 85%.
We can, but the thing is, we screen for breast cancer, but we don't screen for liver, pancreatic, biliary duct, gallbladder, and so we need, you know, we can't do single screenings.
Yes,
we screen for that with colonoscopies, but here one blood test gives you access to a lot.
Yeah, no, I have had my gallery tests.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it every couple of years just to be safe, because if I pick something, you know, I have a family history.
Yeah.
Cancer, both in my father and in my mother.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do the gallery every few years just for safety's sake. And thus far, I've been...
I know.
And clean.
I mean, there's an emotional toll with this test, and I don't want to undermine that. I've taken mine, and it was like, oh, do I really want to do this? But I did it, and I'm grateful that I did.
Sure. Yeah.
Dr. Umat, is this for solid tumor cancers only?
Yes.
Or not for, like, lymphomas or leukemia?
It does pick up some lymphomas as well.
Oh,
it really does pick them, yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Some of the hematologics.
Yeah, okay. It does. Yeah.
Their website actually goes through the list of their all 50
cancers. Okay, I'm going to check it out. I want to get mine.
It does on the report as well. It goes through all the ones. Yeah. And then, you know, the ones that we miss that really causes grief is things like liver, pancreatic, that by the time they're picked up, there's nothing anybody can do, just wait and watch.
Right.
Now oncologists are coming up with treatment protocols for early detection of these cancers because they've never had that problem in the past.
Yeah. Right.
Pancreatic and ovarian. Those were the two big bugaboos that we never used to see until they were very late.
Right.
And now we can pick them up long before people have a symptom.
That's right.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. I'm going to book my appointment. I know that. Yeah. So absolutely.
Yeah. All right. And when is that coming up?
September 14th.
Okay.
All longevity locations. Please book your appointments early. We will be opening the clinics on Saturday. And as you know, we're not open on Saturday regularly. But for this special test, we will be open on Saturday, September the 14th from 9 to 1 by appointment only.
All right. Very good. We are going to take a quick break a bit early. And then we've got some more phone calls to get to. And here is the number for you to get to the studio with your questions. 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We're going to take a quick break from Leading Edge Medicine, and we'll be right back. Stay right there. Hour two continues. There we go. Welcome back. Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette, along with Dr. Samira Umat. We have Dr. Jerry Mixon. And from Pro Ortho, we have Dr. Dan Nelson. So if you've got pain questions, we encourage you to call right now. Phone lines are open and available for you at 206-421-5757. And we are headed to Sun City, Arizona. How about that? Ooh. I bet it's warmer than it is here. Hi, Nani. Welcome.
Good morning. Yes,
good morning.
I think about 105 today.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's impressive.
It was 91 when I went to the pool.
That pool must be nice.
We're going to peak out about 84 today.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay. I was cool in here.
And then the rest of the week will be in the mid-70s.
Oh, we're dropping.
Right.
Okay. Or pleasant.
None of you might have to come up here and get a little bit of a cold
break. Many people from Arizona do.
Yes.
I would like that. Well, I wanted to ask Dr. Nelson about what he thinks of low-dose radiation therapy for pain, for arthritis. For arthritis pain, and what do you think about that? I would rather do the stem cell. That's what I really want
to do. But, so, Noni, where are you?
I need to find someone down here.
Where is that being offered?
First of all, where is the pain?
Well, yeah.
Shoulder. I did stem cell in my right shoulder, and I had a good result. And so I want to do that with my left one. But the doctor that I've been seeing, I was trying to get lupus, it seems. And so that was diagnosed in last December. And then I had more testing done in July. And it seems that my body is not wanting to accept lupus. I still have some positive markers, but the labs were certainly much improved since the first ones. And so we just have to, again, I don't have any symptoms. And so we're waiting until December to try again to see what the labs are. But anyway, so... my left shoulder, it's my teres minor and my supraspinatus. And anyway, doctor suggested this low-dose radiation therapy.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that, Noni.
I'm just reading about it.
Yeah, Dan, the NIH has published in 2021 at least with 970 patients with 1,185 treated sites, and the conclusion was that it does help in about two-thirds of treated sites with no difference relating to increasing age, showing that radiotherapy is an effective analgesic treatment for OA even in advanced ages. Right.
And, you know, people in the old days used to go to radium mines to yes. feel better, right?
That's
and
right.
they would actually
yeah.
go in there.
Where they were getting low-dose radiation from the mines, yeah. Well, it turns out that this used to be popular in the U.S.
Huh.
Right. In the 1940s, but then faded away in the 1980s, I see. And here's an article by the Cleveland Clinic saying they are bringing it back for their patients. And they're seeing no increase in cancers, but they are getting good results for low-dose radiation for osteoarthritis.
Yeah.
So external beam radiation, or I don't know. I got to admit, I'm pretty ignorant on this.
Just yeah, no.
We didn't know either.
I didn't know either. You know, I knew that it was being used way back when.
Right, right,
but,
right.
You know, 100 years ago. But now they're saying, they start 3 units of radiation. Very low dose. You know, they use 50 units for breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So 3. So this is, you know, 15th of the dose you'd get for breast cancer. 70 to 80 units for prostate cancer, and they're using 3. So this is very low doses.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently external beam aimed just right at the shoulder, elbow, whatever osteoarthritis site they're looking at. So, I don't know, but here it says the efficacy rates seem to be around 50 to 70%. So,
Yep, that's what it says 70% and greater, it says in this little. Yeah.
Well, Cleveland Clinic is publishing 50 to 70.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Okay.
But I think that would depend on the site. Are you looking at their hands versus their knees versus their shoulders versus their elbows?
How far advanced is it?
Yeah.
You don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
But, you know, Cleveland Clinic's a pretty...
Right, that's a pretty prominent
first-rate group. So if they're using it, they said they're trying to bring it back.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
And then, of course, the usual questions are, you know, will insurance cover it? And how many treatments do you need? And what's the longevity of the treatment? I mean, I'm sure those all... Well, they'll probably come to the light of day at some point.
They'll sort that out over time, I'm sure.
Hey, I love tools in the toolbox. And if it's external beam radiation to treat arthritis, and that's one thing we can do.
Yeah. Well, they're not saying that it fixes the arthritis. It decreases the pain.
Right. Oh, it's a pain.
Yeah. It's a palliative sort of therapy.
Well, and I've said this on this show before. I prefer to treat the problem. Painting over the dry rot is not always a great option. Rather treat, and I think the stem cell PRP actually treats the underlying condition.
Fair enough, Dan. We all agree on that. But you know, if somebody has generalized OA and they're in all general body pain, where do you even begin? Right?
No, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally
on the other hand, do you really want to irradiate the entire body?
No, you don't. But if there's one area that's really bothering you, and you know you failed other things, what are you going to do now?
Sure.
Right. No, you pick what is best for the patient.
Right.
And if that's in a case like that, that's not a good target for what I do.
That patient with fibromyalgia with the back and knee. Now, you wonder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you manage her knee with something like this and then allow her to do something else later on?
Yeah, just again, you know, more tools we have and using them appropriately, right?
Yes,
you know, first do no harm and try to minimize that aspect of it, but then tailoring the approach to that patient.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that helpful for you, Noni?
My first choice is definitely the stem cell.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have somebody that, you know, I don't have a doctor yet. I haven't found someone, but I haven't started looking yet. So if you know of anyone, let me know.
Well, Arizona, down in Arizona? Mm. There?
No? Yeah.
Sun City.
I know there are lots of doctors down there.
I can't stay up there long enough to, you know, for all the treatment. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Although I got to tell you, with these 100-plus degree weather down there, I'd come up here for the whole darn summer myself.
Yeah, it's been a really hot one, and we've had some pretty significant windstorms, and oh my goodness, it really stirs things up and makes a mess. And then thunder and lightning and rain, and anyway, it's...
Oh my.
Sounds like
but I'm going to try to come
Egypt
up to... in October, but I can only stay just like 10 days.
Well, that might be enough.
Mm-hmm. Right, except that they usually follow it up with PRP 6 weeks later.
Watch.
Tony, hey, we'll work something out for you, okay?
Here. What's that?
We'll work something out for you whatever works for you. But, you know, I get calls all the time from people from other parts of the country. And usually we can track down somebody through just some connections that I have to find somebody. I think you really, since you spend the majority of your time down there, yes, I think you need to find somebody. Much as we'd love to have you around here.
I might try to at least do part of it up there, but I'll see what I can work out.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much. It's really nice to hear your voice again.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
All right. Okay, so we have room for you if you've got a call or a question for the doctors. We've got our pain specialist in the studio today, Dr. Dan Nelson from Pro Ortho. The phone number is 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. All right, so we do have a caller that was on the line earlier that had a question for the doctors. Ed, here's his question, doctors. He had a 2-year issue with constipation. What are some good diet changes for him? He's 72, type 2, brittle diabetic. I'm not sure what that means, but you probably do, doctors. Constant insulin monitoring and age 72. So constipation, what can he do? Type 2 diabetic.
Well, several things, obviously. Magnesium.
Okay.
Magnesium is simply a salt that is not well absorbed from the gut, and so it tends to pull water into the bowel, which helps to liquefy the stool and make it come on, get softer at least, and move on through. On the other hand, there is increased fiber in your diet, so you want to eat more fruits and so on, and the fruit sugars tend to be a cathartic. They tend to make you poop. And you can really get a big whack of that with dried fruits. You go buy some dried apricots, dried peaches, you know.
Prunes.
Yeah. Prunes work wonderfully, and they're quite tasty. You know? And interestingly, I saw a article a few years ago saying that if you ate 6 to 12 prunes in a day, it increased your growth hormone production.
Oh, okay. I thought it was bone density, maybe. No?
Yeah. Wow, that's going to increase something.
Growth hormone will increase bone turnover. Mm-hmm. And then it depends on what your metabolism is, of course. If you're catabolic and you are losing bone because your estrogen and testosterone are too low, it'll make it dissolve faster. Mm. If you are pro-anabolic, you know, your testosterone and dehydroepiandrosterone are high enough, then you make bone faster with your prunes. Mm. So turns it around. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But prunes are great. Dried fruits are great. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a mineral help, magnesium is really, really good. Avoid calcium. Calcium supplements tend to constipate you. Mm-hmm. So.
And fibrous
vegetables. Yeah. Fibrous fruits and vegetables mostly, yeah.
All right. Some good tips there from the doctors. We are going to go to a break. And we will be back with more Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Samira Umat, Dr. Jerry Mixon, and our special guest doctor today, Dr. Dan Nelson. The number to get through for your call is 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. We'll be right back with Catherine next. Stay right there.
Song, I'm gonna have to come wearing my boots and my Stetson.
Yeah,
we'll do a little line dance.
There you go. I don't do line dance.
You're good at what you do, Dr.
We'll have to bring some instructors here.
Okay,
very good. Let's go to the phones. Phone lines are going for Leading Edge Medicine, and we have Catherine calling in from Bellevue. Hi, Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hello there. Is my radio okay?
Oh, yep, yes.
You're fine. How do we help you, ma'am?
I wanted to call about DISH, D-I-S-H. I can never remember it. Mm-hmm. I hope you mm-hmm. know what that is. I'm sure you do, the orthopedic guy. Mm-hmm. And the reason I called is, it spurred me on to call you, is a lady called in, it might have been on the other show, but about the autoimmune disorder.
Ankylosing spondylitis, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, yes. And I wondered, I'm being worked up for an autoimmune disorder, mm-hmm. and I have a genetic history of it, very strange, not strange, but very unique. I had an aunt, my paternal aunt, was born in 1912, who had three autoimmune disorders. And so I don't think there's, well, anyway, your understanding of that. And then I also have severe right, C5, C6, severe right neural stenosis. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Neuroforamen stenosis.
Neuroforamen stenosis.
Thank you. Yes. Why do they make words so hard?
Because.
And I've also noticed that I have trouble, and this is for a long time, like lifting weights. So I put it on a pole and try to lift it over my head, behind my head. I'm very, 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 very tight. But from what I understand, it's mainly thoracic, not cervical. Anyway, any suggestions?
Well, Jerry, you want to talk about DISH?
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's not autoimmune. And we haven't heard that word in a very long time. In fact, I haven't heard it since I've stopped practicing physical medicine. But yeah, it brings back memories. So it's diffuse idiopathic skeletal hyperostosis, but it is not an autoimmune condition. It's just basically calcification and hardening of the ligaments and tendons, and it comes from inflammation. So that's the difference between autoimmune and this condition. And, you know, I haven't diagnosed one, so I really wouldn't know what to look for in findings. Mm-hmm. What are your symptoms? Are you, other than what you mentioned about the neck, what are you in pain all over, or is there a specific area of pain?
No, this is strange. I get all these diagnoses. I don't get them with symptoms. I get them with scans for other reasons. Right. Like they found, you know, it's just like crazy. So I found this disorder. I have noted that I used to do yoga, and I have a nursing background, and I don't ever sit up from my back. I don't do Pilates because I was always taught you should roll on your side and get up. You never should lift up from your back. So I have noticed, like, I don't know if you know yoga, but when you lift up your butt, you know, you're on your back and you lift up your butt in the air. And I put it back down after I've held it up. I can't think of the word that I'm doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? It won't come to me, but anyway, your knees are bent up, you're laying on your back, and you push up your butt and hold it up in the air. Okay. And after you do that for a while, I'll go back down and my back will freeze. I mean, it'll freeze in pain, like I can't move it.
Right, yeah.
So
and the stiffness is part of ankylosing spondylitis, and I guess that's the common denominator, whereas with this dish, there is no autoimmune component to it. It's also inflammation, though.
That we know of, I would say.
Yes.
But the hyperostosis is basically extra bone.
Yeah.
And so what's happening to you is your ligaments are getting calcified.
Yeah.
You know, the ligament is what
But what causes that? Something I'm born with.
We don't know.
Yeah. As far as I know, it's classed as idiopathic.
Yeah.
Which is fancy doctor talk for beats the hell out of me.
It mainly means
idiopathic means the idiots don't understand the pathology.
I like that.
Yeah. Only it's we idiots don't understand the pathology. Yeah, we don't know what's going on. I mean, we know what's happening. We don't know why. Okay, but for some reason, some people, and it's probably a genetic trait because it doesn't appear to be autoimmune. Mm-hmm. I mean, your anti-nuclear antibody testing is typically negative with this. So, you know, the reason she said, do you want to talk about this? I said, no, because I don't know what causes it.
Yeah.
Okay? I know what's happening, and that is those nice flexible ligaments that allow us to bend and flex and move, and they attach our bones, our muscles to our bones, or they attach our bones to other bones so that we have flexibility. And As the hyperostosis is developing, those ligaments start getting calcium laid down inside of the ligament. And so when you look at an X-ray in the early stages, it'll often look as though you've got bone spurs. They'll say, oh, you got bone spurs. You don't have bone spurs. You know, if you look inside, there's nothing coming out from the bone. It's where the ligament attaches to the bone. The ligament is starting to get calcified. Mm. And because where it attaches to the bone is where the greatest mechanical stress is on the ligament. So anywhere that the ligament goes over an irregularity or is stressing, that inflammatory change in the ligament will trigger calcium to get laid down. And as the calcium gets more and more in the ligament gets stiffer and stiffer and stiffer and less flexible. And now whenever you try to move, you're having pain because you're forcing this stiff ligament that is trying to turn into a bone to flex and twist and turn, and it really doesn't like it. It's sending pain signals saying, leave me alone, I'm trying to be a bone.
Okay. Right. In the spine, it's fairly prominent. You can see the anterior longitudinal ligament getting the spine anterior longitudinal ligament is the one involved that gets pretty calcified, and you can see that on plain X-rays. And usually, it's a cervical thoracic thing. Mm. It's and unfortunately, we don't have any great options for that. It's just a tough one to deal with.
Yeah.
We can try to nibble around the edges in treating these patients, but there's not any great.
Well, that's because we don't know why.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know, if you understand the underlying pathology.
Mm.
Then you got a good chance of fixing it.
Yeah.
But we don't know why it happens to some people.
Mm.
And
right.
So the guesstimate is there's probably a genetic component, but I don't know what that genetic component was. And even if it was, what are we going to do about it? I can't change your genes.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, why not?
Yeah. Good
point. Well,
that's actually what the CRISPR technology is all about.
Yeah.
There are people now doing research that actually allows us to change your genetic component. We can actually go in and modify some genes and then put those genes into a virus and infect you with the virus, and then it carries this new genetic component through your whole body. You know, 20 years from now, we may be able to correct problems like this, but not right now.
I'm sure in some labs they are far ahead of what we know right now.
Well, yeah, and there's also the economic thing. You know, when you're looking at CRISPR technology right now, it's $1 million a patient.
But it's pretty scary, too.
I'm too old for that.
Yeah. So, you know,
I have a question. So what can I do? If it's due to calcium deposits, what can I do in my diet to change the calcium? Is it how much calcium I take in?
No, because your big calcium repository is in your bone. And so what moves calcium in and out of bone is something called calcitonin, is your vitamin D levels, and you've actually got hormones that will alter your calcium balance. But that's different from this. This is some sort of inflammatory reaction. Whenever your body gets chronic inflammation, its response is to lay down calcium. That's why when you get a inflammatory plaque in your heart arteries, the arteries in your heart, you get this inflammatory plaque laid down. And then over time, calcium will come into that plaque to stabilize it. And so anywhere you got chronic inflammation in your body, one of your body's protective responses is to bring calcium in to stabilize this inflamed area, except it's not a good idea when that happens in your ligaments. That's our problem. And we really don't have a good therapy.
Okay. Yep. And what about then? Can we change? I hear you, I think. I'm sorry that you don't have an answer for me, but I appreciate that medicine is so, I mean, our bodies are so complicated.
Oh, they are.
The system in our body is so complicated that we as the public, well, I have a little bit of medical background, but we don't appreciate each system, you know?
Yeah.
And I remember, a respiratory system, is it Krebs or Krebs system?
The Krebs cycle.
You know,
cycle.
That was so
Krebs
complicated.
Cycle, yeah.
I mean, it's amazing, you know?
Well,
and
it
I don't
is.
Know how you as doctors can stay informed with so much. There's so much out there now.
Well, there
but
is.
Anyway, I appreciate your radio station. But
this is,
what about
this
the right... The stenosis in my neural foramen on the 5-6, would that affect my cervical? Because this is mainly thoracic, if I understand right.
Well, if you have neuroforaminal stenosis, that's a very common level in the cervical spine. C5-6 probably the most common. I mean, it depends what's causing. Is it causing pains, numbness in the arm? We try in cortisone injections, very specific ones, but ultimately it might be a surgical orthopedic spine
well,
surgical opinion.
I understand there is, too, the ability now to go in and either with lasers and just kind of nibble away right around that foramen to give the nerve more room.
That's being done more and more, yes, for sure.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back, Catherine, to quickly finish up with you. Colby, you're next on Leading Edge Medicine. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Medicine. We have just a few minutes left. We're talking with Catherine on the line. And Catherine, did you have any other questions for the doctors?
Yes, I just want to know, do you do genetic testing there?
We often order it. You know, there's some limited genetic testing we do on everybody. Especially
but my point is, can I come? Would you order it for me if I want a specific test?
If you're one of our patients, we could, but, you know, we don't do it for the general public.
I can't afford you.
Yeah.
Okay,
we are just, you know.
Do you ever recommend good places?
Well, actually, you know, a good place to start that is dirt cheap is 23andMe.
No, I want like a, well, I want more specific. Autoimmune, like a Visa. Have you ever heard of that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. There's a lot of genetic screens out there. I mean, you can get a full genome study done. It's about $3,000.
That's right.
But they will run your entire genome.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are several companies offering that, actually. There's not just one.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wondered. I hadn't heard of I don't know. How do I evaluate the companies as to...
And that's the key. I mean, we also look at that because they come and present their stuff to us, but we also have to do our own homework about them and the data.
Yeah. See, the problem is that...
Okay, I appreciate it.
there's a limited number of we call them SNPs,
yeah.
a single nucleotide substitutions.
Polymorphisms, yeah.
That we can actually connect to a given disease, okay? But the FDA limits the ones that they're allowed to tell you about because they want a certain degree of certainty that this is actually connected. 23andMe used to, because they check a lot of different polymorphisms, okay? They've got a lot of areas they actually check. Mm-hmm. They used to tell you a lot of information. But then the FDA said, you can't do that. Your laboratory report is a new unapproved drug or medical device, I guess they said. So they quit giving. They said, well, here's your ancestry. That's all they could do initially. But over the years now, they're getting more and more and more FDA approvals for more and more areas of your genome. And so every year, 23andMe is now putting out a whole lot of information about what your genetics indicate, what they tell you about. I kind of like it because every time they get a new approval from the FDA, they update your profile.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they go back in and update your profile.
Can
a public order it from them?
It's direct to the public. I think it's $120 or $130 for the test. I think it's a useful place to start. It's certainly better than a $3,000 total genome run.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much. You guys have a good day.
Thank you, Catherine. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling in. One last call on Leading Edge Medicine today. We are headed to Marysville. We have Colby on the line. Hi there, Colby.
Hi, I'm looking for some relief on my SI joint problems. I can't sit down.
Yes. SI joint problems are, they can be very disabling. So the sacroiliac joint is very much a foundational joint of the whole upper body that basically interfaces with a very relatively small area. So that joint bears a lot of weight, and we have treatments going that we start with injections, we can do radio frequency ablations, and now we have some fixation devices that we can do in the office, which is amazing. I mean, this is a rapidly changing area, but SI joint, there's a lot of options there, Colby, so you ought to give us a call and try to come in and get evaluated for that.
Oh, sure. I went to physical therapy, but I found out when it first all started, it was just when I was driving and I reached over to put my seatbelt on and it felt like more upper back, but it was sending it down to the bottom of the sacrum.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if it could even be part of the stenosis thing.
Oh, it could be. It could have more than one thing going on. That we see that all the time.
Yeah, the problem with older spines is we age from top to bottom. And most people over 50, when you start x-raying their spine, you see all sorts of scary stuff.
Right.
But then it comes down to somebody like Dan who can go through and put that together with your symptoms, decide which of those are just ugly and which of those actually need you to do something about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think
you need to make an appointment because Dr. Mix is absolutely right. We don't treat x-rays and MRIs, we treat the patient. Very, very important distinction there.
Yes.
Yeah. I haven't had an MRI in like 12 years, and that's when they wanted to stabilize the spine for 3 levels. And I go, no way. Yoga took care of it, but no.
Good.
Okay.
Good call.
I'll make an appointment then.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, dear.
There you go. And, Colby, thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and give that information for those listening that are going, you know, I need to call Dr. Dan Nelson, too. You can go online to get his information. You can go to his website and get information as well. And here is what you need to do. Dr. Dan Nelson, you can reach him or go to the website at danielnelsonmd.com. You can also call his team and get an appointment, like so many have that have called in on the show today. The phone number for Pro Ortho and Dr. Dan Nelson is 425-823-4000. That's 425-823-4000.
4,000. And before we go, Dr. Umat, let's talk again about the gallery test, which is coming up, and you do need to sign up for this. We want to make sure that you don't miss out on this opportunity. So many of you have asked, are you going to do it again? Yes, we are. And Dr. Umat, what are the details?
So it's the Cancer Screening Fair. It will be held on September 14th in all three locations from 9 to 1. Open to everybody. And longevity patients can really get this test in any time. So you don't have to, longevity patients don't have to wait for this day. They can just book it anytime with your clinics. But this is mainly for people that are not longevity patients currently and they want to do a cancer screen for themselves. And there are a couple of things about it this time around. We're dropping the price from $1,250 to $995. And if you decide to do the longevity labs, the initial labs, which are $595, then you will get a bottle of foundations to try this supplement that actually I'm very fond of. So a few reasons to come in if you've just been thinking about longevity. This is the time to come on in, do your cancer screening, and then do your longevity labs with it, and then meet one of our doctors and see if this is a good fit for you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Umat. All right. Well, that's the show for this week. I'm Lynette. Going to take a break. Next week, we have Mark Holland, our producer, actually coming in to do the show with Dr. Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon. Thank you, Dr. Dan Nelson, for joining us today on the show. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Thank you for coming in. And if you'd like to reach us at Longevity Medical Clinics, this is what you need to do. Give us a call and make that appointment to come in. Or for that gallery test, 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. You can also go online to lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. Have a great rest of your weekend, and we'll see you next time right here on Leading Edge Medicine. Thank you for listening.